Well, hello. So many young faces here. So glad to be here. I'm Josie Williams, and I'm very excited to talk about eating disorders because this is important, guys. No, this is very, very important. So BEAT organizers, and they've asked me to talk about my experience at the Riverdale Specialist Eating Disorder Hospital, and talking to patients, and yes. So this is such a problem nowadays, such a problem, and because of the beauty cult nowadays. I blame the telly. If I were you, I wouldn't watch it because anything, you're too fat, and then you have to lose weight, and oh dear, over there, looking rather skinny. But anyway, eating disorder. Sorry, I'm quite nervous. I put down some notes, and Dr. Cairns was kind enough to have a look at them. Anyway, he's a very nice young man, very nice. He knows what he's doing. Eating disorders, anorexia nervosa or bulimia nervosa. Probably you've heard of those. And I've seen much worse because I worked at a clinic. Many people think that if you're suffering from anorexia, that means that you are not eating because you lost your appetite. But this is nonsense because the people are hungry. They just are afraid of gaining weight. And I've seen terrible cases. I've worked as a nurse for 35 years. That is 35 years. And 15 years I spent in the Riverdale Hospital. And I've seen terrible things. Once a girl was wheeled over and she broke down in the street and she looked almost translucent. Now picture that. Very, 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 very dangerous. Watch out for them. Watch out for those people. Because those girls, they don't see it, but they have it in their eyes. You have to believe me. And then we have bulimia, of course, which is maybe not a completely different thing, but it's quite a different thing. And they eat too much. They tend to eat just too much because they are hungry, but they don't want to eat because they don't want to gain weight. And then they feel sorry about that. Then they feel they have failed, so they vomit. They take some pills. And they are in a vicious circle, those people. So these patients are not in a good mental state, not a very good mental state. I blame the modern technology, because there are no activities for the young people outside. In my old days, when I was young, I know it's hard to imagine, but when I was young, I was outside all the time. I played all the time outside, and nowadays we sit at home, we watch the telly, and we go to work, then we are sitting in front of a PC, and we don't move, actually. And then we eat unhealthy, it could be pathological, and young people, it's like sports people or dancers, they are in grave danger because they have to concentrate on their body too much. So. There is a tension and there is a pressure on them to be disproportionately slim or skinny. So they are the group that is endangered. I just have to look at my notes because I have to keep track of them. So I would like to talk about the origins of eating disorders. One of them could be a reaction to stress. For example, the people that suffer from these disorders are not satisfied with their bodies, so they start a diet. And when they start a diet, that means that their behavior is pathological because they are in this vicious circle that I've mentioned before. I'm not very satisfied with the media coverage of the perfect young bodies and, the media supporting this image because what is the perfect way to live? What is the perfect body? It is the one that starves you. It is the way to live, to starve yourself. So, as I said, this is one of the origins. Another one could be bad situation in the family. These people could see themselves negatively. They can evaluate themselves negatively because of the bad situation, and then it could, from that situation, could stem an eating disorder. but oh, good, look at the time. 5 minutes already. So I haven't really talked about my experience, but there is a Q&A session after that following my speech, and I will be very glad to answer all of your questions if there are any. Thanks for coming here. It's very good to see you, and I will be here for you if you have any questions. Thank you very much.